Part D， 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Last month, Jane made a new friend on the internet. On a Friday night, she finished her homework early, so she wanted to surf the internet for a while. She turned on her computer and connected it to the internet.A few minutes later, she found an interesting homepage ad on the internet. It included some information about a junior high student in France. His name was Marcel. He was looking for a friend from China. Jane was very interested in making friends with a foreign student, so she emailed him at once. Soon after, she received his email. In their emails, they talked about their studies,family life, hobbies, and so on. Since then, they have become good net pals. They write to each other almost every week. In this way, they have learned a lot about each other's countries and their cultures and customs.
请再听一遍。
Last month, Jane made a new friend on the internet.On a Friday night, she finished her homework early, so she wanted to surf the internet for a while. She turned on her computer and connected it to the internet. A few minutes later, she found an interesting homepage ad on the internet. It included some information about a junior high student in France. His name was Marcel. He was looking for a friend from China.Jane was very interested in making friends with a foreign student, so she emailed him at once. Soon after, she received his email. In their emails, they talked about their studies, family life, hobbies, and so on. Since then, they have become good net pals. They write to each other almost every week. In this way, they have learned a lot about each other's countries and their cultures and customs.